4th of July holiday is shaping up to be a scorcher for most of the nation.
Numerous record temperatures are expected to be broken as highs in California are forecast to stay in the triple digits through Independence Day and beyond. Hot, humid weather in the South will make places like New Orleans feel close to 120 degrees. Jim Kender reporting.
North Korea launched at least one short-range ballistic missile off its east coast, according to South Korea's military.
This comes a day after the North vowed offensive and overwhelming responses to a new U.S. military drill with South Korea and Japan. The Joint Chiefs of Staff reported that the missile was launched from North Korea's southeastern town of Jungyeon at 5:05 a.m., with an additional unidentified ballistic missile launch detected 10 minutes later. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Drone footage from Ukraine's military shows what appears to be bodies in a civilian area in the embattled eastern town of Toretsk, which has faced heavy Russian bombardment in recent days.
The attacks in the war-torn Donetsk region have prompted Ukrainian rescue services to scale up evacuation efforts. Local officials said powerful Russian glide bombs have been used in the town, the latest flashpoint on the eastern front as Russian attacks continue to pressure Ukrainian frontline units. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore announced that he will not seek the Democratic president nomination this year and does not foresee President Biden leaving the race.
Moore stated that the president is staying the course despite a bruising debate performance that raised concerns among some party members last week. Joe Biden is not going to take himself out of this race, nor should he, Moore said on Face the Nation, making clear that he will not seek the nomination. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Two police officers were wounded and a suspect was killed in a shooting near a park in Waterloo, Iowa.
It's unclear how the violence unfolded. State Division of Criminal Investigation Special Agent Mike Krapfel said the circumstances are under investigation. Police responded to a report of a male with a gun in a neighborhood. The shooting occurred along a major street adjoining Sullivan Park in Waterloo. Krapfel said, Kyle Norris reporting.
Two people are dead after a shooting at a gym in Virginia, according to police.
Officers responded to the shooting at One Life Fitness, a gym and health club in Southwest Alexandria, according to the Alexandria Police Department. Two people, including the alleged shooter, initially had life-threatening injuries and were taken to the hospital, police said. Lawrence Keller reporting.
11 people were injured when an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field in Milwaukee following the Brewers' loss to the Chicago Cubs, a team official said.
Six people were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, and five others were treated at the ballpark, according to Tyler Barnes, the senior vice president of communications and affiliate operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. The escalator's malfunction resulted in an increased downward speed, Barnes said in a statement. Liam White reporting.
Barcelona, Spain, will ban short-term rentals by 2028 due to concerns that locals are being pushed out of the housing market by companies such as Airbnb and Booking.com, city officials announced.
In Barcelona, we prioritize housing, Barcelona Mayor Jaume Collboni said in a video posted to Facebook. Colboni added that there are now over 10,101 apartments registered as rentals for tourists, and the move will return property to the open market, giving locals a chance to own their homes. Paul Gomez reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.